Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi everybody.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
He is risen. Did you get a lot of chocolate?
No, but I don't normally. But it's enough. I like to see all the grandchildren and the children, you know, older children enjoy.
Yeah. I haven't done it yet, but I've always been tempted just to buy myself like... a whole
and sit down and
maybe
say,
I should get
Easter.
Them now that like Easter's over, like
you often can get them after Easter cheaper.
yeah you can
but I don't really need it. I have plenty. So today we are talking about Easter Sunday, Christ is risen, and in your Heartbeat this week you spoke about Mary going to the tomb, discovering that Jesus isn't there. But what really stood out to me the most, and the question that you asked at the very beginning, is what does this empty tomb tell us? And I think that what struck me the most from your Heartbeat, the overall theme, was how hope can come out of emptiness,
out of nothing, because that's nothing. What God does. He's always done it.
And that when they discovered this empty tomb, that's when we know that our sins were gone, that from this nothingness, God did the impossible and he gave us our freedom so that we no longer had to be separated from him if we choose him.
Yeah, because that's really the freedom that we all desire, isn't it? No lack of separation, no lack of love, no lack of eternity with God. Even if you're not Christian and you don't get it, people all desire long life. Why do we go after the youth pill to try and make ourselves look younger, be younger, live longer? Because we all desire that eternity that God places within our hearts.
And what I loved is that you shared is when Mary goes and they don't find Jesus, so the angels come and say, hey, remember he said he was going to suffer and die
and rise again.
And that from that you said it gives us a myriad of possibilities of hope. But then what I liked is you said that this then reminded Mary and then therefore the disciples that Jesus spoke the truth. He did what he said he was going to do. He was faithful. So it's just, again, the angels reminding Mary and the disciples, but then in the same way reminding us, Jesus did speak the truth.
Yeah, I wonder if it made them think, whoa, I need to go back over the last 3 years of knowing Jesus personally, what he really did say, what he did, he's done, he's doing, it's able to be done.
The gravity of it,
yes,
was a new
the
level.
The understanding must have been, aha,
yeah,
I get it now.
And it made me think about, so therefore, what do I have to go back in my life
to look at?
To look at that God said he would do, that maybe I haven't seen done yet, but our God is a faithful God, so what do I need to go back and look at in my life?
Very good. I never thought
to rely
that.
On his promises again.
Yeah, and because the dreams that we have in our heart, I always feel like God put those dreams there. He created those urges. He created that gift that we have, that inspiration, that pushing forward to be the best cook on earth, to design something, to be a great carer and lover of people, of caring for the poor, of researching, medical researcher, whatever gift God has given us, because he has given everybody something. Even if you've got the best smile ever that just, tells people, wow, you're liked and you're loved by a smile. whatever gift God's given us and dream and desire in our hearts, we need to place it before God and say, yeah, Lord, you've promised this, or you've promised something, even if I don't quite fully understand it. What is this? I need to seek it out more. God, would you reveal it to me?
And the resurrection for me, when you said this, in thinking of the resurrection, it reminds me of his faithfulness. And God being faithful, therefore, will be faithful in everything he's promised us in our lives.
Well, like when he says he'll come back for the second and last time to bring us all to him, for those of you who are still here, he will come back again. It is a promise that he will do. You know, he asks us to love and serve and follow and not think of ourselves. He everything that he shares in his upside down kingdom rules and ways, he desires us to do, to live.
It really spoke to me just how God can bring hope out of emptiness. And then what really jumped out at me as you were sharing was you talked about in Hebrews how we talked about faith is assurance of, I'm going to get it wrong now in the wrong order, let me look it up. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And then you said how the disciples, they had hope that Jesus, what he was saying, would be fulfilled. But it was in their grief that they forgot.
They couldn't see.
They couldn't see it.
Yeah.
And it then made me think, one, how easily we forget, and therefore how easily do I forget in my own life things that God has promised me or things that he said he would do.
Or even and just having hope.
Yeah.
Even just having hope for your life. You may not have even know of any promises that you think God's told you, but it's always positive. It's always for the better. It's always for our good. It's always for, because that's what hope is. Hope is a positive. It's not like just a positive attitude, I'm just going to get by. It's actually the best, the ultimate that God gives us.
I suppose I was also meaning, though, when you've had God do something in your life and then you come up to the next trial in life, how easily we forget, but he pulled me through that situation.
Yes.
So why can't he pull me through this one? That's where we forget.
Yeah.
And that's when I think, you know, as St. Paul says, our flesh is weak. Our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. Or, you know, that type of a, like, we just so easily forget, in the same way the disciples forgot that Jesus had made a promise.
Yeah.
And once again, the angels had to remind him. And then you remind us, don't forget. What Christ says he will do, he will.
I feel sometimes that's what our heartbeat and blogs and heart stuff does. It just reminds us of who God is.
Mm.
It reminds us to look at Jesus. It reminds us to lift our head out of where we are, put aside, well, not put aside the grief so you don't have it anymore, but within whatever you're going through, even if it's happy times, grieving times, struggling times, whatever it might be, look to God.
And so we need to remember. And so that's what I think the weekly challenge should be for this week.
Yes.
That we need to remind ourselves. Remember that the empty tomb brings us hope, it brings us joy, it brings us peace, and ultimately brings us eternal life.
Yeah, remember who God is.
So we hope that you've had a really blessed Easter, a wonderful time remembering who God is, and that he would really be alive in you now and forever. That's it.
Amen.
So we hope that you have a wonderful week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
Bless you, everybody. Bye.